we asked the question, what do Pope Leo and myself have in common? You said nothing. Been to Chicago. Sorry, your microphone's not on.
Been to Chicago.
Yep.
Seen the lake.
Yeah.
Watched a Cubs game.
Ate some pizza.
That's cheered right. for Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh. All those things. No, Pope Leo has just revealed his Mount Rushmore of all-time movies.
You do that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Yours is always in flux.
Yep. Always.
Is there any overlap?
Let's take a look. His are Porky's. No. Dude, where's my car?
Yeah. Losing it.
Fast Times at Hard Bodies.
I've been thinking about this. Thank you for asking.
Good Burger.
That's what he should have done.
Yeah.
He should have come up with, Fast Times. Let's start
obviously,
there. Let's start there.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
How old is this Pope?
I can't, he's 70. He's 70 okay. years old. I just read it. Now, mine, it's always in flux. Last night, my daughter and I were doing my Mount Rushmore. I said, all right, let's do it. Let's get into
it. Oh.
And
so she recovered from her illness?
She was doing it through tears. She was coughing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's not well.
She's wrapped up in a blanket. She's back to school today, though. But, of course, today, my nooner is off the table because it's my wife's birthday, and that's the last thing she wants to do on her birthday. She already told me.
It's my favorite part. Let me tell you what we're not going to do on my birthday.
Your idea.
The launch window has closed.
That's right. That's
right. I'm in perimenopause. Or whatever women scream now. What is it? Premenopause or perimenopause?
That's the new one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that till the last year, I'd say, and now I hear it all the time.
You do hear it a lot.
Is that like a there's premenopause?
I have no clue, but I've just seen multiple women and ones I know be like, I'm in perimenopause. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I will not venture into that
world. I just nod my head.
Just know that you're not touching her when she says I'm in perimenopause. Mm-hmm. In fact, the other night, it got really cold here for a few days, and my wife turned a fan right on her face, and it was freezing. And
Just keep your mouth shut.
Well, I wrapped up in my Afghan, and the air was, I was taking a chill. The air was coming over to me. And I said, I'm freezing. And she said, I'm roasting. Keep your mouth shut. And that was all there was to us. All right. And we just, I kept my head down.
Look away.
Look away.
Say nothing.
Watch Family Ties and go on about your business. That's what you have to do. Mm-hmm.
Just let it be.
But my daughter and I were she said, what's your Mount Rushmore? And I was Titanic. All right.
Okay.
It's always in flux.
Oh, yeah.
And she said Dead Poets. And I said, I have to put Dead Poets Society on.
That's the one, though, to me that you
knock it off all the time.
Yeah, you up and down it.
Does your daughter have a top four?
Yes. She was going with, well, she loves Titanic. Titanic was on there. One of yours, that chorus movie, that movie about singing.
Pitch Perfect?
She likes Pitch Perfect.
Yes. Good choice.
Pitch Perfect. Finding Nemo from her youth, which she loves. And then the last one was, she loves, and I've shown her some of these, Shawshank, The Fugitive, Dead Poets Society. Mm. And she's like, it's hard to choose between those. I show them those because they're my, The Fugitive is a great movie.
Phenomenal movie.
I love that movie. And I was just watching Shawshank the other night.
I know.
It was on TBS the other night.
Made you speed in the next day.
You're right. The Pope says his Mount Rushmore of movies, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm, I know. It's like, all right.
I mean, it's fine.
You have to say it to be popeful.
It's delightful.
To be popey, you have to say. The Sound of Music. These are popey movies, right? Okay, right. Exactly. Here's one I love. Ordinary People, 1980.
Okay, a little heavier than that.
Okay, yeah, it's a heavier movie.
Great movie. That's a Robert Redford direct.
Not that funny.
No.
Pretty heavy.
I don't know. There's one single funny line in it. I've thought about showing that to the kids, but it's too much.
Yeah.
Especially at a young age. And Life is Beautiful, also very heavy. 1997.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I've only seen
it. I didn't
it
hate it. I kind of enjoyed it. And I know some people had problems with a lighthearted, spirited look at a Holocaust.
Yeah.
You know, prison camp.
Won Best Picture, I believe. I know the guy.
He won Best Actor, right? Benigni?
Yeah,
Benino?
And doesn't speak English. Mm-hmm. It's a foreign film.
Didn't he jump over the seats to get to the podium?
Yes. And that, I thought it was really good. A really good movie. But it was lighthearted. They were in a concentration camp.
Yeah.
I didn't find it tone deaf or anything.
No. He was there with his son. And the idea was he was trying to make it fun for his son.
trying to shield the son from the horrors.
From what was so bad about it. Which, very, I mean, a really different kind of movie, which I really enjoyed. I thought it was very good. Mm-hmm. So that was the Pope's look at his Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, those are kind of interesting.
And I thought, okay, I've got that in common with him.
I mean, my wife loves The Sound of Music. That might be on her Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
It's okay.
Just okay.
That's another Nazi movie. The Pope has on
yeah.
I agree. Just okay.
I never loved it.
I probably saw it 100 times before I was 10.
Mm-hmm. I never saw it until I was about 40.
It used to be one of those, I think, that they would show once a year.
They did.
Like they did with Wizard of Oz. NBC. On the networks.
That's what it was. It was a big deal in our house because of that.
The another note about celebrity.
At least they didn't pick Spotlight.
I watched Spotlight last night. Ooh, he can't pick that.
Yeah.
He can't
pick Spotlight.
He cannot pick Spotlight.
And he can't pick the other one we like now, too.
Also about diddling priests?
No, it involves the priest picking the Pope.
Oh, the
conclave.
Conclave.
Yeah, because remember there's a big twist on that, and he can't...
He can't weigh in on that.
Yeah.
The other note here about celebrity is a couple of celebrities have joined in. It's Michael Caine and Matthew McConaughey have sold the rights to their voice to an AI company called 11 Labs. So they now, if you hear them doing commercials... It may not be them.
It's just computers generating words using their sounds.
Right. So they have been paid to have their voice used by 11 Labs along with many other celebrities, some long dead. Judy Garland was one. You can go, if you're a company, you can go to 11 Labs. That's a $6 billion company, 11 Labs. And you can go pick a voice from any time if they've sold the rights to their voice and use them for whatever you want.
Is that what us aging... radio people should get into? Just accept that they're replacing us? They don't need radio voices?
Well, but how are we going to get into that? Because they're going to win. You know,
become the techs. We edit, we manipulate the voices.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's where we should go. Because the latest two are McConaughey and Caine, and the deals pay them millions of dollars to use their, it's called the Iconic Voice Marketplace. So you can go on and pick one of these voices. Bad news for voiceover artists.
Real bad news.
Yeah.
And I'm just getting into that industry. I mean, would you rather have Michael Caine's voice?
Or you were only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Or my voice.
Bargain bin.
Do you want me to pause for effect before I answer? Just to build it up a little?
Do you want something real here? Or do you want prefab Michael Caine?
Caine.
Hey, you know, with this erection, you'll feel all right, all right, all right. You're going to compete with Matthew McConaughey with that?
That's McConaughey. Looking for a great erection? I've got it for you. This is the kind of thing that I can do. This voice is 100%.
McConaughey can't do that.
No.
He can't do it. It'll be all prefab, pre-made. It's coming under criticism. But
what in the world is a flat-tater?
I had a request for Neckvember recently. We're into the
We're already in the Neckvember.
The month of Neckvember.
No one's talking about it.
So
kind of came and went.
It did.
Ain't that the? You think McConaughey is going to do that? Do you think it's even?
Hey man, your neck's a mess.
You know, is it?
Man, come on in. Let me tighten that thing up for you.
Could Michael Caine do something like Neckvember? I don't think so. This is a real moment. Real nice prize for you today. $50 gift card to Horizon Med Spa. It's Neckvember at Horizon Med Spa.
I gotta get the rest of this.
I thought giving this to you was a good idea.
It is. It's Neckvember.
Already?
Yeah, no.
Oh God, tears, real tears.
Neckvember snuck up us again. You think that can be done through artificial
intelligence?
No,
that's human.
There's no intelligence there.
There's no real intelligence.
No, that's right. That's Neckvember. Now. Yeah, you can't just come around with that.
You'll never convince me that I don't think Chris Dem knows, but I think you'd know that you're making an AI biggie somewhere. the company, yeah. And then you'll quietly go to my family and be like, how much if he never died?
Yeah, yeah. We'll just keep him on here all the time. Look, I was looking at the list of voices on this thing. Iconic voice marketplace. I mentioned, of course, McConaughey is the latest to sign up. Michael Caine. Liza Minnelli. Listen to this
one. Andrew D. Garland?
Andrew D. Garland. Amelia Earhart is available. What does she sound like? How can they take her? I mean, how much sound do we have on her? Very little.
I don't know that I've ever heard
her. The instrument's acting funny.
I mean, what can you do with Amelia? I guess if you just have a few words, then you can make as much as you want from that. I'm telling you what, these voiceover artists, they're in trouble. Because now you'll have Gene Hackman do a commercial forever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson can do commercials forever. Yeah. As long as his estate sells his voice, they can do that. Celebrity news. Rumor, Elton John had a fit backstage at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
A good old-fashioned Elton John fit.
Back like it was in the 70s again. Why? The lateness of the hour. He said, my plane is waiting. What am I supposed to do? He had to do a tribute to the Beach Boys because of...
Was it late in the program?
Late in the program.
Because it was a 4.5-hour event.
Yeah. Yes. And frankly, I'm okay with his fit.
Yep. At the late hour, about the 4-hour mark, he said, my plane is on the runway waiting.
I'm okay with this fit.
What is wrong with you people? Nobody back here knows what they're doing. He said this show could have been done in half the time. They always complain about that.
I'm going to go with, I'm okay with this Elton fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he went out, he did a heartfelt cover of God Only Knows.
I've heard it was not his best performance. Right? I've not heard it. I've heard about it.
Well, he's getting up there.
He's getting older.
Elton John. Well, I mean, that he can sing his own songs. I saw him, 2 years ago on the Farewell Yellow Brick Road show. Great show. Yeah, he's not the same as he was vocally.
Right.
But that's a hard song to sing for anybody.
God only knows.
Yeah. I mean, that is a high register. That's not the best choice.
He called Brian Wilson his idol and sang it. And I don't know. I guess maybe you're right that it wasn't his best performance. But it was late in the day, late in the evening. And he said, my plane's on the runway, fueled up and turned on. I got to go.
Yeah.
But he was great on stage. It was backstage. People were like, you're having a hissy fit. And he said, that's right.
I'm yeah, right.
I'm okay
right
with that.
A hissy fit. Yes.
I saw something recently. It went kind of around the internet. It was a funny meme, and I totally agree with this. It was somebody saying, I just found out Elton John lives in Atlanta. Why did I think that dude was always, I always pictured him living in a castle in England.
Too.
No, he apparently has an estate in Atlanta, and that's where he and is raising his family.
Well, they've been there forever.
Yeah.
I knew he had a place in Atlanta. I thought he primarily lived in London. That's
no, apparently that's primarily in Atlanta. But they're right. When you think of Elton John, you think of him in like a castle in the
state. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I did think that. I mean, I thought he spent like a couple of months a year in Atlanta.
No, apparently that's where his main residence is.
You know my story about that woman that went to the...
Yeah, yeah, AA.
That's right.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's a break. She went to an AA meeting.
She's not supposed to do that.
She's not an alcoholic. She heard that Elton John was going to be there, and he was. And she sat right next to him. But, of course...
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Sir.
Yeah, you know, you're not supposed to know.
Benny in the gym. I know, love. I wrote it.
I just come here for the coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a sad note about celebrity and alcohol and drug use. Paris Hilton, daughter of Michael Jackson.
Oh, Paris. You said Paris Hilton.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Paris okay, Jackson. Yeah. Excuse me. Paris Jackson.
Yes.
Daughter of Michael Jackson. Revealed on social media that she has a perforated septum. That's the middle part of the nose. A hole large enough to fit a spaghetti noodle through because she did so much cocaine in her early 20s.
Prove it. That happened to Stevie Nicks, right?
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Prove it. She didn't. I want a noodle. I want to see the noodle.
You want some spaghetti?
Ooh. Floss it. Get her some spaghetti.
Because of tariffs, she's unable to get spaghetti right now.
Yeah. No pasta.
Not on the shelf right now.
Don't get me wrong. Tragic story, but what a party trick. Hey, Paris, do the noodle thing from the Coke.
All right. One more time.
You guys, come on. She's 27 now, and she says, do not do drugs. Look what'll happen. Hole through the septum. I mean, she's clean now.
Is that internal?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not visible to the naked
eye. No, I don't think so. But because she snorted so much coke, and I have heard that about Stevie Nicks.
That's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
And she can do a spaghetti noodle through the nose, and she could try to have it surgically repaired, but she said, I'm not going to, as a reminder, always, that I did too much coke in my 20s.
Well, I hope she's cleaned up.
She has.
Is it?
Yeah.
She has, yes.
I hope it sticks. Mm-hmm. Is she... am I wrong? Did she try to record music once?
She may have. She was always of his three children the most out there. So yes. I'm not surprised to hear about the drugs. She, you know, was willing to be out there. Mm-hmm. The oldest, Prince Michael, he mostly stayed out of the limelight, and so did the younger one, Blanket.
Little Blanket.
She said the reason she's not having surgery to repair the hole in her septum is because it would require pain medication, and she's so afraid of getting back hooked on drugs. Yeah. So she's not going to do that. But, yeah, apparently she can do that noodle thing. But Barilla pasta is not on the shelves right now. High tariffs. Yeah. You hear that? You're having trouble. Mm-hmm. Going to have to be Mueller's, right?
That's Biden.
Made in the USA. Yeah, Biden's. Mm-hmm.
The Biden economy.
Terrible economy has mm-hmm. caused us to not have the proper spaghetti. And Barilla is my brand.
Is it?
Yeah. I do think Barilla has.
Isn't there one other possible. Big Italian brand?
There is. There's two that's mentioned There's that are not on ones. Shelves right now. But Barilla, I've always felt, I don't even know if it, because of the marketing, because they said this is what Italians use. And I've always found, and I'll tell you, on the back of the packaging, it says to cook it a shorter amount of time than like your Mueller's. And I do find it more al dente when you make that. When
I'm People always say that. I don't know what it means.
It's a firmer noodle. You cook it less mm-hmm. and it becomes firmer. So you got to start rolling your own pasta now if you want to get it because it's not on the shelves.
I always figured Chris Dem made his own pasta.
His wife might.
Yeah.
She may be
wrong. She has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always pictured you and your wife rolling it through the noodle cutter. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Beef price is up too. So more and more.
Hell yeah, it is.
Pork and chicken sales are through the roof because
it's expensive. Too. It's expensive. You know what? It's expensive to live right now, and I've about had it.
Democratic con. You're both lying. I'd like to see you in my office after.
My grocery bill would like to talk to you.
We need to talk.
Well, I did just hear that Target and Walmart are starting to slash prices because they're losing bid. People are not coming in.
Oh, I believe that. I think people are, whether you want to admit it or not, are cutting back on certain things to make
definitely
everyday life, and sometimes you're not spending as much at Target as you would. I wonder. I'm very interested in Christmas sales.
They're slashing their prices. I just saw that headline today. It was Target slashing price on like 3,000 items because of lack of sale. How about this? Are you at this retail roundup? Chick-fil-A has two new sandwiches coming. They're testing them right now in Baltimore and San Antonio. Are you ready? Chicken and waffle sandwich. Chicken and waffle breakfast sandwich. He's saying no to it.
No, jumping on the train late.
I'd give it a try.
I don't care for them. I don't like chicken and waffles. It's never been my thing.
But you love CFA.
I do. I love CFA.
But you were such a, yeah, but you don't get adventurous like that. You were a chicken sandwich guy. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Missionary.
Adventurous.
Yeah.
They're using mini waffles as the biscuit.
Well, but for him, that's adventurous.
That's right.
He's right. I remember when this man tried the spicy, when they brought out, the big deal was the spicy chicken sandwich.
Don't even bring it up.
And you were like, I can't.
I'm on fire.
You can get the chicken and waffle in spicy or regular. And the biscuit, the bread is maple syrup
mini
flavored.
Waffle.
Mini waffle. And they're testing it out. For 6 weeks in Baltimore and San Antonio, and if it goes well,
I know people in both. I'll get reports.
See what they think about it. Not for me, thanks.
No.
Regular Chick-fil-A sandwich only.
White bun.
Missionary.
With pickle.
With pickle.
Mayonnaise, please.